Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I forgot about this. I forgot about the ESP song. The new WIP Afternoon Show. Ike Reese, I'm Spike Eskin, along with Jack Fritz at Chickies and Pete's at Packer Avenue in South Philly. You know, nothing goes better with Philly playoff basketball than Chickies and Pete's pregame, in-game, or postgame online at chickiesandpetes.com. We do have Elliot Shore Parks on the phone. It is brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. Elliot, how are you? You know, Elliot, I didn't think I'd see you in the office so much. I've been in, you know, I've been at WIP every day this week, and I think I've seen you every day. The move to Philadelphia has been good.
Yeah, I mean, I come in a lot more than I did, you know, 18 years ago when you left. But yeah, no, it's been nice to see you too.
So Albert Breer, here is the quote from Albert Breer the other day. Philadelphia has gotten inquiries on A.J. Brown. They have shut them all down and told other teams that he is not available. So that comes from the story that the Patriots were looking for him. Do you think this is a, we're shutting it down, he's not available, to try to get the offers up, or do you think he's actually not available?
I think it'd be foolish for them to make any player not available. So with that being said, if the Patriots make a good enough offer, yes, I think Eagles would trade A.J. Brown. I think that, A, they just paid Devontae a ton of money. This is a super strong wide receiver class. I think there's a chance that at 22, 50, and 53, the best player on the board could end up being a receiver. A.J. Brown is obviously a fantastic player, and if they trade him, the roster would be worse. But if we're talking a first-round pick from the Patriots, that could be a top-10 pick. I don't think there's a single player on the roster you don't consider trading for that type of resource.
Yeah, I disagree, because your circumstances and your objective matters. Are we trying to win the Super Bowl or not this year? Why would you get rid of the best player on your football team? I even for the third pick in the draft, what are you going to do, take a young wide receiver to replace him? I don't get it. I don't get the logic behind it. I understand why the Patriots would want to do it. I just don't get why the Eagles would be motivated to do this. A, you're going to give up more than one first-round pick. You may give up this year's pick, which is a swap, the two second-round picks, and next year's first-round pick. For who? Marvin Harrison Jr.? I don't see the motivation behind that from the Eagles' standpoint.
So you said A.J. Brown's the best player on the Eagles, and I think you're probably right about that. I think that right now A.J. Brown is probably the best player on the Eagles. But for them to win the Super Bowl next year or be a true contender, Jalen has to be the best player. So while I agree with your point, if Jalen reaches his potential and plays like he did in 2022, I think you can win with a Brian Thomas Jr. out of LSU in place of A.J.
You're nuts.
I don't think so. Brian Thomas Jr., I think, projects. Obviously, it's a rookie, so you're projecting. But you have Devontae. If Jalen's playing at a high level, if Dallas Goedert obviously plays like he normally does, you've added Saquon. A.J. is a great player. But for a top 10 pick in the draft, I think you would have to consider it.
First of all, I've seen plenty of top 10 bust. A.J. Brown is Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, and whatever rookie you're talking about. He's better than all three of those guys combined. He's going to give you more production. Yeah, he is.
You think he's better than the rookie Devontae and Dallas Goedert combined?
Combined.
I mean, he's not. He might not even be better than Devontae. AJ's a great player.
Stop
Devontae
it.
Is also
stop
a great
it.
Player.
Stop it. Stop it. You're going to tell me you don't think A.J. Brown is light years better than Devontae Smith? And I
like Devontae.
There's nothing Devontae does that I would take over what A.J. Brown brings to the table. Nothing.
So I disagree with that. I think Devontae is a better route runner. I think he's just as good, if not better, as winning 50-50 catches. Well, it matters.
Nelson was a great route runner. What does that mean?
Well, but Devontae's better at catching the ball, so that's a big advantage after you're running the route. But A.J.'s, again, I think these are probably two of the top 10 receivers in the NFL. And now what I will give you is Devontae has not carried the burden of being the number one the way A.J. has, and that matters. But I think from a skill perspective, Devontae is right there with A.J.
Can I tell you
the contracts show it to you. Look what the Eagles paid.
What contract?
They gave Devontae just as much money as they gave A.J.
I don't care anything about that. I'm talking about player ability, versatility, mindset, dog mentality. And I like Devontae. I like Devontae. He ain't A.J. Brown. He's not A.J. Brown. And A.J. Brown, I don't know if there's five receivers in this league right now I would take over A.J. Brown. In the entire league.
I'll give you another reason. My reason on the idea of trading him is there's clearly something wrong between him and Hurts. Clearly.
Now, that's a different story.
And if you are basing the entire team and your future, at least the next 3 years, around Jalen Hurts, then you have to make the situation optimal. Now, is it optimal that there's a bad relationship between a great wide receiver and the quarterback? That's not optimal. But realistically, I think that would weigh on me more than anything else. And the other thing is, and you can make as big a deal of it as you want, but he clearly wouldn't mind not being here. And going into a season that ended the way that the last season ended, I guess I just want everybody here to be sure of what we're doing this year and the things that went wrong last year. And I don't know if he's there. And that isn't to say that everybody else is perfect. Clearly, Jalen is not. There are a lot of people that had a hand in what happened. But I worry that you're not setting Hurts up to succeed if there is a problem there, and it does seem like there is one.
So my I think there's a lot of logic in that. My only concern with that is I'm not trading A.J. Brown just because of Jalen Hurts. Jalen needs to be the best player, but Jalen has not been good enough over these last few years where you are trading a talent like A.J. Brown away. I would trade A.J. if you get insane value back, which a top 10 pick would be insane value for almost any player in the NFL besides Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. Like that is a drastic overpay. But if Jalen and A.J. don't get along, I'm not trading A.J. because of that. The Eagles tried to do that with Carson Wentz when he didn't get along with certain guys and they wanted to hand him over the locker room. And at the end of the day, you either are a leader or you're not. And I think Jalen can be a leader. But I'm not trading A.J. because of any potential issue with Jalen. If anything, that makes me think less of Jalen than it would be willing to trade A.J.
We're talking to Eagles Insider of the Year candidate, Elliot Shore Parks. Mm-hmm. Now, Elliot, Isaiah Rodgers signed prior to last season. The team he was on before was the Colts. And then he was exempt for the year because he was caught gambling, which you're not allowed to do. Now, they reinstated a bunch of the players that happened to, but they didn't reinstate him because he actually bet on the Colts, which means that he faces, I think, up to a two-year ban. I think that's what the rule was. So, I mean, I guess overall, what do you think of that situation, and then what do you think about his future in the NFL?
Yeah, so As his future in the NFL, he had a very good beginning to his career with the Indianapolis Colts. So had this never happened, and obviously, you know, who knows if he would have continued to improve, but there is a world where he doesn't get caught or doesn't do it, and we're looking at him as one of the more intriguing young cornerbacks in the NFL. He had a very good first year with the Colts. So I think as a player, his future is very bright. I also think that the Eagles would not have signed him last year if they didn't have some type of feeling that he would be eligible to play this year. Now, there's really no harm in just letting him sit another year. He's not costing the Eagles anything. They basically just own his rights. But just the feeling I've gotten from being around the team since the end of the season is they think that there's a chance he'll play next year. So I still expect him to be in camp or at some portion of OTAs. I think he will get reinstated.
Really? For this year?
I do, yeah. I don't think they would have brought him in if they didn't think he was going to play this year.
Well, they did it before the new rule came out, as far as what they're going to do suspension-wise. There's this new rule that was implemented last year, I believe in September, that if you bet on your own team, I think you're gone for at least two seasons. And obviously, he had got suspended prior to that rule being placed.
Right, exactly.
But there's nothing there that says that the NFL can do what they want to do. So if they know for a fact he's bet on his own team, they may decide to use him as an example and give him the 2 years. What's to stop them from doing that?
No, I mean, you're right. Now, it was before the rule. I think that would matter when discussing this. But you're right that the NFL is the judge and the jury. They can do whatever they want. And like I said, it's not costing the Eagles anything to keep him. I just think that when this is all said and done, he's already served a year suspension. I think he's going to be in camp. That's just my prediction, you know, based off of – I mean, they're talking like he's going to be part of the team. So I would think that that's coming from somewhere.
Yeah, but they don't know for sure.
They don't know for sure,
and there is something to – and listen, maybe this is all nothing, but the fact that other guys got removed from the exempt list and he's still on there, and I don't care that he got suspended last year. It hasn't been a full year. They suspended him indefinitely, so they didn't put a timeline on when he can come back. It means they can decide when they want to allow him to come back. And something that I'm concerned about, or my antennas have been raised, is what's going on in the NBA and what's happened in Major League Baseball with Shohei Ohtani and this kid,
Dante Porter. Yeah.
And I'm wondering if they, because he just got kicked out of the NBA for a lifetime ban, and he was betting on his own self and his own team. I'm wondering if that will impact their decision when it comes to reinstating Isaiah Rodgers. They won't say it publicly, but I'm wondering if that has an impact on it.
Yeah, I mean, I think anybody who bets on their own sport has got to be banned forever.
Yeah, see?
Whether it's on your own team or not. They cannot risk the – forget about what's really happening. They cannot risk the
perception
yeah. that the players are doing anything but – other than trying to win the game for the game's purpose. And the minute that you think that this is okay, like he comes back, let's say it's confirmed that mm-hmm. he bet on his own team. He comes back.
I think it is already confirmed.
Yeah, but let's say they reinstate him yeah. in 2 years. That question's got to follow
him. It's going to be there, yeah.
Forever. And yeah. fair or unfair, I think the only way that you can have legal gambling tied in this close to professional sports is if you have a absolutely not, no chance at all policy.
Elliot, do you agree with that, or do you think he should be able to bet on his own team?
I think athletes should be able to bet. I don't understand why we're holding – I mean, Ike just went through it. It's a problem in the NBA. It's a problem in baseball. It's a problem in the NFL. Why are they doing this to themselves?
Because the integrity of the game is crucial. Without the integrity of the game, there is no game. By the way, betting doesn't even survive if players are bad. Betting doesn't even survive. Like, for betting to survive, for the sports to survive outside of betting, you don't understand. I don't even think you're even thinking about it. Of course, they have to stop him from doing it.
I am thinking about it. But also, I think 5 years ago, people would have said, you can't have a casino in the stadium. What about the integrity of the game? Or you can't have NFL attached to gambling. What about the integrity of the game? Things need to change. Everyone gambles now. It is what it is. Players are not going to throw their career over gambling. If Isaiah Rodgers wants to bet on his team to win, who cares?
What if he's betting on the team to lose? Hold on. What if he's betting on the team to lose?
Well, he shouldn't do that. But if he does, then go for it. I mean, why do you care? Why do you care if players gamble?
If he's out there giving up 150 yards and 3 touchdowns as a starting corner and he bet against his own damn team, you don't think that matters?
He's not going to do that.
He's not going to bet against the team. Jontay Porter just took all of his unders and pulled himself out of the game to make money. What are you talking about?
And do you think that impacted any outcome?
Yes. Well, what if
no,
he was better?
Elliot,
what if he was a real player?
He wouldn't be doing it then.
How do you know that?
They make $40 million a year. They're not going to bet $10,000 on an under just for fun.
Isaiah Rodgers just jeopardized his entire career to do it.
Yeah, because of an antiquated rule that doesn't make sense. If he wants to bet on the Colts, no, it doesn't make sense. Why?
Yes,
do you think
it does.
Do you think Isaiah Rodgers is going to throw a game?
Elliot, here's my question.
If he has 20 grand on it, he might.
Should you be able to bet on your own team to lose? Elliot, should you be able to bet on your own team to lose?
Yeah, you should be allowed to.
What?
I don't think you should do it, but you should be allowed to. Why do you care? You're
stupid.
Making this rule
based off this idea. Because I care that the players are trying to win the game.
And they're not going to bet against themselves.
They are already doing it.
So you want everyone not to be able to gamble about anything at all, and players get suspended all the time just so you feel better about players.
No, I don't want them to get suspended. I want them to not bet on their – No. Elliot, I don't want them to bet on their own sport, and if they do, then they get banned. But if they don't, then do you think they should be able to do cocaine before the game?
No, but cocaine is an illegal substance.
Okay, do you think a player should be able to get loaded before the game, just drink tons of booze?
Yes, if they want to. I don't think they should do it, but it's not against the rule. If a player was doing that, I would release him. I would not put him on the team. So, yes, but like with any rule, of course there's going to be people that do it the wrong way. Then you don't have to deal with it that way. Like, talk about getting drunk before a game, like, that's completely different.
All right, let me last question, because I could do this for 2 hours, and we need to do it. We're going to have, probably in July, we're going to have to fill some time. Let me ask you this. Let's say you could bet on WIP's ratings, right?
Yeah.
Let's say that there was a line on WIP's ratings, and you, Elliot Shore Parks, bet on them to be lower, right? Don't you think it would be a problem for the ecosystem of our team, the ecosystem of our business, for somebody who is on the team to bet that they wouldn't perform well, especially when you have a hand in deciding whether we perform well or not?
So if in this hypothetical world, I bet on WIP's ratings to be low, then
and
they
you
should
were on
fire.
The air.
Yes, and then they should fire me. They should fire me. But it doesn't matter.
But how would we ever know?
That's another great point. How would you know? But also, then they should fire me. But it should not be illegal. Like,
should refs be able to gamble on the games?
No, refs should not be able to gamble on the games.
Why?
Okay, thank you. My goodness.
Why? Why?
Because they can impact the game too much.
So wait a minute. The ref betting on it does impact the game too much, but the point guard betting on it doesn't impact the game.
No, because the ref makes a part-time salary as a referee. What you guys are missing in this is players make so much money. This fear you have of them throwing games is not going to happen.
Unless they're betting. Not every player is making tons of money. Plenty of players are making $2 million, Elliot.
$2 million is a lot of money.
It's not a lot of money when you are. It's not a lot of money when your career might be 2 years long, and half of it is going to taxes, and another 30% is going to other stuff. It's not agents. You're 21 years old. You make $2 million for 2 years. That's not lasting the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't.
Now you're talking about whether it's a smart decision for players to gamble. That's different.
No.
You're talking about your integrity and your feeling about the game. That's separate than whether a player should gamble.
No,
I'm saying they should be allowed to if they want to.
Elliot, I love you. This is the worst opinion you've ever had.
Well, I feel that
way about your opinion, so it's glad to have you back.
Welcome to the ESP experience.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Fun time.
Wait till we get to Tuesday, and we do this on Tuesdays, every Tuesday.
All right, Elliot, last question. What position, if you had a bet one week from yesterday, Eagles first round, 22nd pick, you have to bet a position or they trade the pick, what do you bet?
I think it's offensive line. I think it matches up with the need. Their biggest need on the team is at offensive guard, and it matches up with it's a strong draft at that position. So I would say if I had to bet on one position, it would be the offensive line.
I love you, Elliot.
My man. Good to have you.
Oh, hold on. I think I locked it. I don't know how to do that. Sorry, Buzz. Man.
Woo!
It's a crazy opinion.
It's something.
It's a crazy opinion.
One of my favorites.
It's crazy. I love that he has it. I love that he has that opinion, but it's crazy.
Yeah, believe me. See, and we've gone through these screaming matches.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is
He's infuriated.
Yeah.
He is.
That's Elliot for you.
He's the best.
Yeah, thank you for that.
That is mine too. 215-592-9494. It can't all be winners. 215-592-9494. Are you in or out on the Sixers? You have to decide by 6 p.m. Paul in Woodland, are you in or out?
I'm all the way in, man. Yo, man, let me just – Elliot, he argues against the obvious more than anybody I ever saw, bro. It's fucking crazy. Like, but anyway, I'm all in on the Sixers, man. What's funny to me is how everybody acts like the past means anything with this year. Just because we got eliminated in the second round, whatever years in a row, this is a different team, man. With Joel Embiid this year, they were the second-best team in the East. Like, I'm not even really scared of Boston, know what I mean? Because we match up well against them. They have nothing for Embiid. So, yeah, I'm all in, man. I like our chances way more than I have any other year. So, Embiid healthy, hopefully. That's the only thing that will make me not all in is we find out Embiid is still hurt. But besides that, man, I think we're going to take care of the Knicks and whoever we play in the second round, bring it on. Then everybody, after we win that, all these fraud fans who say, talk to me after the second round, I guess they can hop back on the bandwagon, man. But I'm all in. I like us. We got the best player in the league. We got his best running mate he had since he's been here. This is going to be our year that we're going to make some noise. I really believe that. I really believe that.
Can you believe Jack is a Knicks fan during all this? It's embarrassing. Honestly.
Oh, man.
I'll find the John Starks jersey. Don't make me find
it. Put Jack in the booth till we talk about Phillies, man. Nobody really
needs to hear. I'm going to be right here, Paul. I'm going to be right here the whole time. Don't you worry about it. Wait till football season, Paul.
I know. But overrated. The intelligence of Philadelphia sports fans is overrated. Passion ain't overrated. But their intelligence is overrated. All right, boy. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you for the call. Now, the winner of the Morning Show side question today, of course, gets a Eagles draft hat, 2024 Eagles draft hat, and registered for the autographed Jalen Hurts jersey. I am not going to agree or disagree with his overrated. I'm just going to let that one go.
Yeah, you let that one go. Paul can have that one.
Yep. Well, I'll say.
Oh, no. You don't want to do it.
Baseball-wise, I am hoping to help bring the city along. That's when we're talking about the intelligence of the sports fan. So. That's the burden that's on my shoulders every single day.
You know, you do realize baseball ain't that complicated to understand,
right? I know. Well,
right?
I've talked a lot of baseball with a lot of people on these airwaves, and I would disagree.
Well, that's the nuances of the game. You do realize most people don't necessarily care for the nuances of the game.
One of us does.
Coming up next, a debut segment on the new 94 WIP afternoon show.
I need to get back into that AJ thing, too, later. We need to get back into that discussion.
Yeah.
The whole idea of trading him, which is ridiculous.
We can definitely get into that discussion. I never want to talk about trading AJ. So the new segment, for years, I've done it with basketball, with the NBA draft on my podcast, where I do YouTube scouting on the players because I do not watch college sports. I don't like college sports at all. The YouTube Big Board, it was called, for the NBA. Jack had a great idea. We should do the YouTube Big Board, and I should go against professional scouts for the NFL. Ah. So the premiere of the YouTube Big Board is next, and I will tell you who the best three quarterbacks in the NFL draft are this year, according to my YouTube scouting. On the brand new afternoon show on 94 WIP.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here we are, the brand new afternoon show. Spike Eskin along with Ike Reese, Jackie Baseball, brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. We're at Chickies and Pete's, South Philly. Baseball is better at Chickies and Pete's, pregame, in-game, or a postgame feast. Find a location near you online at chickiesandpete's.com. Coming up in just moments, the first ever YouTube big board for quarterbacks. That'll be next. First, we're going to talk to Casey. Talking about the Sixers. Series starts tomorrow. Are you in or out? A lot of nerves out there. A lot of nerves out there. One of us here at the table has some nerves. Jack over there, not ready to go all in. Ike and I in. 215-592-9494. Casey, are you in or are you out?
Yeah, I'm in. And look, lay off my man. Jack's not a Knicks fan. He's just apprehensive. But what I got to say to Jack is, and I don't know if I can say it on air, but I'm going to try. Y'all going to hang up on me if I need to. Jack, you got to learn to hold your nuts, baby. You got to hold on. You just got to. Because if you can't get beat down 1 year and bounce back, then that means that you less than a Cowboy fan, because they've been getting beat ever since I've been born, and they always come back loud as they, you know, as ever. Now, my thing that I do want to say is that when I watch Tyrese Maxey, I definitely – hey, girls, hush. I feel like Tyrese Maxey definitely is enough to be like a number two or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or you know, a 1B even. I really believe in him. I'm a big Maxey supporter. But when you watch how he plays, Tyrese plays like according to the rules. So when they shoot that double team at you in that zone, the rules say pass the ball because somebody's open, and he does it. Whereas a Kobe or somebody was like, you know what, I know me. I know the work that I put in, and I'm going to go get it anyway. Sometimes he got to put his head down and go try to go get it. And right now, and he's still young, so I know I think it'll develop. And sometimes right. You see, you know, he get upset. Like, you know, sometimes that smile go away and he do turn to a bad man. And I'm thinking that he'll be able to do that. But Joel just can't fold and turn into mopey. Like, I will not give him a pass. Tyrese is young. Joel is now old. We've been through this. We passed the time where Joel should be allowed to, you know what I'm saying, have that little mopey face and act like a soft baby. I'm done with that. I don't have no time for that. Mm-hmm. He needs to step up.
Well, you know what? I don't think Nick Nurse has time for it either, which is part of, I think, what Nurse said during the game and what he messaged to Embiid.
That was really interesting, I thought.
Yeah. I was
pleased with him saying that. And it's like, Doc would have never said it. The fact that, one of y'all mentioned it, the fact that he said it on camera absolutely meant that he went back and said, Joel, you playing like a baby right now.
Well, because
he need to get down there and be a victim.
Because he wrote in his book, in Nick Nurse's book, like the way they took him out of the Raptor series was they got in his head early.
Yeah, basically. Harassed him. Basically.
Harassed him early. And he, like, that's how he's coached against them. So it felt like in that Heat game, he was like, oh, man, now he's doing it to me.
Right.
Well,
I
feel confident in the Knicks series because, one, they don't have an Eric Spoelstra. They just don't. And while, you know, what Jalen Brunson has been able to do has been cute, quite frankly, he's not on the level of a Joel Embiid. So Joel should win that. And then I don't think that their number two is better than our number two. And their coach is not better than our coach. And this is the best bench that I can remember seeing the Sixers have. So I'm supremely confident. And I don't know which one of y'all poo-pooed it, but I got us in five.
Well, I appreciate it, Casey. Another one who's in. Now, Casey, what's overrated?
Well, whoever said that, I think it was Ike, whoever said that being an adult was or being a kid was overrated,
you
must don't remember that. We didn't have to stretch back then. And I stretch every day. Stretching is overrated, and being a kid is amazing.
Okay.
I appreciate you, Casey. That's a good point.
Yeah, I don't hop out of bed as fast as I used to.
I don't think any of us do. None of us do.
Yeah. I think the one on the optimistic view heading into the series is I think that Joel is – I think there's a little bit of – fear is probably a strong word, but I think the Heat are a little bit in his head, and I think the Celtics were in his head last year. Like, I don't think he fears the Knicks.
Right.
I would probably agree with you on that one.
Like, yeah. I think he has a little bit of – I think he'd have a mental edge over Joel.
And by the way, I think he's going to want to play in Madison Square Garden.
Oh, yeah.
He's a showman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's something he'll look forward to. His old agent runs the team.
Yeah, I was going to – well, listen, for the last year and a half, we thought that's where he was headed.
Yep. All right. You've been waiting. Everybody's been waiting. It is time for the YouTube Big Board.
Sam Hinkie could run the draft for the Eagles and they would be fine.
It's Spike.
Maybe even better off.
Versus the Scouts.
Here's a team that needed a franchise quarterback.
Who in the hell is Mel Kiper?
The Spike-esque in YouTube Big Board.
I watched a lot of YouTube.
Yes, here it is. I've done YouTube scouting. I spent about 90 minutes this morning scouting the top 20 quarterbacks in the draft. And I have the top three that you need to know about. And Jack will compare my assessment versus the scout's assessment.
Now, did you start watching this before or after you were cornering people on your walk, begging them to say hi to you?
No, I don't beg them to say hi to me. And I did the scouting before my walk.
Okay.
So before we get to the top three, I'd like to do one honorable mention who is outside of the top three. That is Caleb Williams. He's big and strong. He looks like he can make every throw. He looks like he can move in the pocket, run when he needs to. He's got a big arm. Even, you know, throws strong when he's under duress. However, I did see the video of him crying with his mom. And
that's tough.
My QB needs to cry when nobody else is around. You got to be worried that this guy is going to cry every time things get hard. Think of this. You're down 23-3 at a half against a division opponent. Guy's crying in the locker room. Doesn't look like he's that accurate a passer, but more than anything, it's the crying that keeps him out of the top three.
Yeah. The crying. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no,
I was going to say the crying is hard to get over.
Yeah.
It really is. Did it happen twice?
I believe it happened twice.
I think it happened twice.
The one that was tough for me to get over is when he was after the homecoming game. I think his parents were there.
He went into the stands. Yeah, that was the worst one. Yeah,
his mom was holding him like a baby.
Like a baby. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm out.
So the scouts say. So the strengths.
Yep.
Forced to keep his team in games high in production and did so. Better consistently projected with pro targets to separate. Rapid fire transition from fake to throwing RPOs. A rapid fire transition.
Okay.
Twitchy release helps generate heat on drive throws.
What's it say about the crying?
Don't see anything on the
crying. See, that's why.
Yep.
That's why you got to rely on me.
Rare talent to feel pressure and escape and extend play.
Nothing about the crying.
Nothing.
The
about
most
the
important
crying.
Thing.
Not even in the weaknesses.
Yeah,
which is a shame.
Get out of here. Weakness, cries. It's the only thing I need to say.
I'm with you on that.
Number three on the YouTube big board, Michael Penix Jr.
He made Penix, the big
man.
Board.
Yeah,
like it. I'm a Penix man, not Penix.
I need Penix. To see the package.
Yes.
The Penix man.
I am a Michael Penix Jr.
man. Ten-incher.
Yeah, I'm with that guy.
All right. So here's what I saw. Big arm. Reminds me of Dante Culpepper a little bit. Got a cannon. Dropping passes exactly where they should be, 40 yards down the field. Also, looks like he throws the ball like early. There's a lot of these college, you know, guys that are throwing to wide open guys all the time or waits, you know, till he's wide open. Didn't seem like he was doing that. Almost Brady-like in his pocket presence.
Ooh.
Like it.
Seems like a big, strong guy. Not super fast or anything, but moves around the pocket well.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason he's third, I think, and not higher, is that his last name kind of looks like the word penis. Which I think is a problem.
Could use that against him.
Yeah, it could be a problem.
Yep.
It's tough, but I am fair.
So the scouts say, the same stuff. Scouts say, possesses enormous hands.
There you go.
To control the football.
Yeah,
we know how important that is. Sees pressure creeping up pre-snap and gets himself protected. Smart. Have to have that. Wrist flick sends it 50 yards plus without much effort.
Mm.
That's important stuff. So
what's it say about his name, though?
Nothing about it.
Penis.
Yeah, nothing about that.
By the way, I think he will be the third best quarterback in this draft.
Possibly the second best
behind Williams and Daniels. I got him going to the Raiders at 13.
Okay.
Penix,
yeah.
You got
Penix.
Me saying Penix.
Yep.
I know.
Number two on the YouTube built big board, Bo Nix.
Oh, no.
Come on, man. He's like 26 years old.
Stop it. He's mature.
No.
He's not going to start crying in the middle of the game.
It's a good point.
You throw on the run. He's getting chased all over the field. Moves around great in the pocket. Now he plays for Oregon, so he's looking for the Marcus Mariota syndrome where the guys are just wide open all the time like Mariota was.
Justin Herbert was from there, too.
Didn't see that. Didn't see any of that bad stuff. Can throw the ball. Has nice little touch. Can throw it in tight windows when he needs to. When he runs, I like that he sort of runs like a back. I like when guys run like running backs instead of running like quarterbacks. And if we're being honest, great name, A-plus name. Knicks is going to look cool on the back of the jersey. Also lends itself to good nicknames. So does Bo.
Yeah, I will say that it certainly passes the name test.
Oh, yeah.
That's a football name. Kind of, I would love it if it was a linebacker. Actually, a linebacker named
Bo Nix.
Bo Nix,
Jr.
Nice.
How south is he from? where did he grow out? Yeah. What part of Mississippi?
Yeah, I was gonna say he's definitely from Mississippi somewhere.
Scouts say impressive run and rip talent, throwing accuracy on the move. Ball comes out of his hand with good pace and without much effort. Generates quick velocity from a sudden compact release. And it has the toughness and talent to move the sticks on so-called runs.
That's what I like.
Yeah. Tough.
Move the sticks. That's what I said. Runs like a back.
Yeah. Like Bo Nix, don't love Bo Nix. I don't love him.
Does it hurt that he's 30?
No, he doesn't. Well,
the quarterbacks played.
He just aged 4 years in 2 minutes.
By the way, quarterbacks played.
He's only 24. He's only 24.
Quarterbacks played till they're 40. How many years do we need him for? So,
yeah.
The number one guy I'm very sure of. The number one guy on my YouTube big board, Spencer Rattler.
What?
I hate Spencer Rattler.
Spencer Rattler. Yeah, go ahead.
Reminds me, watching him, of Eagles-era Michael Vick.
Huh?
Not as fast as Vick, but gets away from people in the same way so he can make a throw, maneuvers in the pocket, and throws a ball sort of like Vic. A very soft ball. Very looks like a very catchable ball. I mean,
catchable balls.
Loves catchable balls. Looks a little small. I don't care that much.
Yeah.
He's going to be good. Looks like a graceful Patrick Mahomes.
Huh?
And Spencer Rattler, elite football name. It actually sounds like the name of a team. The Spencer Rattlers.
But indoor football, like arena football.
Yes, definitely.
I would bet anything. Of course, wait, isn't FAMU is the Rattlers, isn't it? Florida A&M? I think it is. I bet anything he is the best QB in the draft. Spencer Rattler.
What?
Yes.
Daniel Jeremiah?
I'll tell you what, if you're right, yeah, we're definitely going to have to use you every year from
this
point.
I'm telling you. Give it a few years.
Daniel Jeremiah does not have him in his top 50 prospects.
Well,
who cares what DJ says?
Yeah, who cares what DJ says?
I don't care what he says.
Yeah.
Get him out of here.
Yeah. So, I mean, the scouts, I think they see what you see. You
know, no.
Feet follow his eyes.
Huh?
Throws with accuracy when comfortable. That's interesting. Patient to allow routes and spacing to mature before throwing. So he's patient in the pocket. Not overly as dynamic as a runner, but can go and get first downs.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, it's funny because at one point he was presumed to be the top quarterback in his draft class.
He was.
So he was projected to be a top 10 pick until Caleb Williams came in and stole his job.
He took his job.
So that's to say, I guess the talent is there. It's there.
I see it.
You see it.
I wouldn't mind if the Eagles spent one of their second round picks on Spencer.
No. Robert. We just.
I wouldn't mind. 215-592-9494. Back into your Sixers call. Are you in? Are you out? You have until 6 o'clock to let us know. Now, if you're anything like me, when the warm weather comes, I start thinking about the electric bill. I have this little war with my wife. She turns the air up. Mm. I turn it down because I don't want that high electric bill. Mm-hmm. But if you have a high electric bill, part of it is that you have drafty windows. And you know you need to replace the windows, but you're like, I don't feel like dealing with it. It's going to be too expensive. Go Guida. Let them take care of it for you. And not only that, they're going to make sure they give you a great deal. To help you get your project started, Guida is offering 20% off all windows and doors while allowing you to start your project with no money down and up to 3 full years to pay them off interest-free. If you need windows, if you need a new entry door, if you need a new storm door, if you're like me, you need a new sliding patio door or garage door, dude, how long do you let your bad garage door stay there because you don't feel like replacing it or you don't know who to call? Go Guida. That's right. 20% off instant savings with the luxury of paying off your project interest-free for up to 36 months. Restrictions apply. Offer is good for a limited time. What are you waiting for? It's time you finally go Guida. Call today to schedule a free in-home estimate at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com. Dustin in the Northeast. You're on WIP.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Well, what's up? What's up, Dustin?
Big fan, been talking to you for years. Spike, this is the show is my opening season. dude. I kind of boycotted you because I guess you can't say I went about it the right way. I don't agree with anything that your dad ever says, so I guess you caught the brunt end. I got to tell you, dude, big fan, fellas. Show's great.
Oh, that's thank you, brother. That feels good.
Thank you.
But you got to handle your boy Jack back. What the hell is going on back there? How we have the best player in the friggin' world. The best player in the world. And not to mention, he finally has a coach that doesn't have his head off his butt.
But what happened against the Heat then? That's what keeps sticking to me. What happened with the Heat? I know he's the best player in the world. What did he do? He looked like same old Joel for the first three quarters.
Yeah, he didn't play his normal self. But, Jack, did you see the stat line? The dude had 26 points, 15 rebounds, and 8 assists. Not to mention he hit 2 big threes in the fourth quarter when everybody shows he doesn't show up. And then he had an and-one shot. I don't even know how he got that shot off. But this team is built different. I'm telling you, they're going to win the championship as long as he stays healthy. And I think you can win the championship. I was having a debate with my buddy. I think they're good enough and deep enough this year that they can win with an 80 to 90% Joel Embiid. I don't think he needs to be 100%.
What do you say to that, Jack? He says title.
Yeah, here you go. I'm going to keep going.
Keep going. You're cooking right now.
Yeah, he's flabbergasted.
You're saying the Knicks are good at defense. Who has a better defense? Because I saw a damn good zone defense that they struggled in the first half. They only scored 39 points in an important game, and they came out, switched everything up. Doc Rivers would have never done that.
Nick Nurse is a great coach. They have the coaching advantage this series. Yeah, it's fine.
Absolutely. They have a team. They have a better team advantage in this series.
I don't think that's true, though. I think they have the best player. I don't think they have the better team.
So who stops Joel Embiid?
I agree with you. It's going to be Isaiah Hartenstein. Who stops Jalen Brunson?
We have a skewer of different defenders that we can stick on him. But they
have a million defenders they can throw at Maxey. Like, they'll have a better chance shutting down Maxey than we do Jalen Brunson.
So when we get the Anthony Melton back, you don't think
his back's in half right now. I mean, it's a shame.
Come on,
I like the Anthony Melton, but he's played one game in months.
Yeah, I don't think Melton's going to play. But Brunson has not. Brunson's a great player. The Sixers have done a good job on Brunson so far this year. So we'll see. Dustin, for the Eagles draft hat, what is overrated?
Everybody I talk to loves this movie. I fall asleep twice, 45 minutes in. The Wolf of Wall Street. I think that's the most overrated movie out there.
I agree.
The Wolf of Wall Street?
Yep.
Yeah, I kind of liked it. I don't remember it much. Yeah, it was fine.
It was way too long.
It might be
the
overrated.
The guy's a clown.
Gordon?
But no, that's not Gordon Gekko. That's actually a great movie.
Yeah, that's...
That's Wall Street.
Oh, okay. Oh, then what am I thinking?
Wolf of Wall Street's Leonardo DiCaprio. He's like, I'm not
that's
leaving.
That's what I'm talking about.
And Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, no, what was it? Jordan Belfort.
That's what
I'm thinking of. What did I say? Gordon? Yeah, I'm thinking of Jordan Gekko. Belfort. Yeah, no, I'm thinking of the movie. I just had the characters mixed up. Yeah. You didn't like...
Nah, I thought it was too long. I thought it...
It was long.
I think it was good for memes. And Margot Robbie became a star on it.
Yeah.
But like... For actual movie quality, I thought it was a bit of a clown.
Great scene with Matthew McConaughey and Leo.
Yeah, there's some scenes.
Yeah.
But, like, what's...
The party in the office?
It's the partying, yeah.
Yeah. That's how my life is.
Jonah Hill?
Yeah. I guess I had too high hopes for it. Like, I had really high hopes. That was going to be, like, the best movie of the 2000s. And it didn't live up to it. And plus, I loved Wall Street. Like, I thought Wall Street was great.
The Twitter poll of the day brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget online at marks-jewelers.com. The new poll, who would you rather be, Ike Reese or Jack Fritz? What do we think, Ike, the polling is at for that?
Let's go Jack at...
You think people would rather be Jack?
No.
Well, if they want to be young.
Okay.
No.
All right. Fair enough.
No? Okay. I didn't want to be so conceited by stating the obvious.
Right.
I'd rather you just surprise me with it.
Okay.
But here's my argument. 86%
Ike Reese.
Here's my argument against Ike.
Old Ike.
Yeah. We're staring down the barrel of 60 at this point. You might as well be.
He just turned 50.
Yeah, I know. But it's not like you're getting 28-year-old Ike, where you're playing in NFC Championship games or in the NFL. Like, you're getting 50-year-old Ike. He falls asleep at 8 watching movies. He loses a ton of money gambling. His golf game, his golf game's in shambles. I mean, like, with me, you're getting a one-year-old who's amazing. You're getting Jill, who's incredible. You're getting a great golf game. Still,
a great golf game? I've played with you.
Well, if I had more fine-tuning and wasn't working all the time, it'd be a great golf game. Just saying. Behind the scenes, you get the drop board. You get the top 5 at 5. There's pressure in the two chair.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
Listen.
You don't get your name in the show.
Appreciate the compliments,
and,
by the way.
And everyone knows who you are, so you got to deal with being nice to everyone. I mean, that's an issue.
You're saying you don't have to do that necessarily.
I will say, it's increasing.
It is increasing. Your popularity is increasing.
Was it the Darren Dalton Foundation thing last night? A lot of selfies. That's all I'm saying.
Well, there's a lot of other things that go along with being night that is certainly more beneficial.
Yeah.
That I don't need to get into on the air.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
10-incher drop?
No. Not going down there, bro. Because in that case, you're younger. So you should have the benefit in that case.
No, you know what?
We're not debating this.
There's no benefit.
This is not happening.
Yeah. It did work once, though.
We're here at Chickie's. All the way up until 6 o'clock. Next week is draft week. Enjoy all the pro football draft coverage at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. Chickie's and Pete's online at chickiesandpetes.com. Up next, a guy who owes his career to me. I tried to stop it. Up next, a guy who owes his career to me and is disrespecting me online, a terrible Knicks fan from WFAN to bring his loudmouth act to WIP. That is Sal Licata. Next on the new afternoon show on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!